I look forward to reminding the Minister of the crisis that was brought to his attention, you know, last December by the Donegal Diabetes Association. We have 700 adults and children in Donegal with type 1 diabetes. We have 6,000 adults and children with type 2. And what we need are double the numbers of consultants and specialists working from Letterkenny University Hospital to take care of them. We know that if you have proper care when you have diabetes, it will avoid serious complications when you're older in terms of loss of sight or amputation. So we need this issue addressed urgently.
Now, last week it seemed that the position might not be refilled in terms of that they weren't going to replace the person who was leaving. Does it seem that there might be a renewed hope here?
Well, what they've said is that there will be a sort of a temporary person in place there. But the difficulty is they haven't given any assurances that the vital monthly clinics for these children, you know, with type 1 diabetes, clinics in Donegal, so they don't have to travel long distances, that they will continue. They say they've advertised a position. How long will it take to replace the person, you know, the full-time, dedicated, you know, person who was working with endocrinology there for children? How long will it take to replace that person? You know, they knew about this from last January. So there's real issues here about their commitment to proper diabetes care. And the final point is that we should have a centre of excellence based in the northwest. The nearest centre of excellence is down in Limerick and Dublin. That's totally unacceptable. People in Donegal are sick and tired of being forced to travel for vital services.